Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Search. Great podcast pick, friend. No surprises there. After all, you're all about finding the tastiest flavors out there, just like White Claw Search. And with big, bold flavors to enjoy, like blood orange, blackberry, cranberry, and more, it's time to go all in on taste. Unleash the flavor. Unleash White Claw Search. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This is the Stinkin' Truth.
So, big statement there, win for the Broncos. How about what the Patriots accomplished in Buffalo, grinding out mm-hmm. and finding a way to come away with a win over the Buffalo Bills? What did we learn about the Patriots? What did we learn about Drake May? What did we learn about Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, I did a Patriot game
2 weeks ago.
And I said on the open of the Patriot game, self-inflicted wounds. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, man, first three games, 35 missed tackles. Game three against the Pittsburgh Steelers, five turnovers, four lost turnovers, four, an interception and three fumbles lost. Penalties. They're one of the top penalized teams in the National Football League. So there's all these things that you looked at, and I said, if you clean those things up, just clean those things up, this is a playoff team. I don't know that they win mm-hmm. the AFC East, but I do believe it's a playoff team, and they showed it. Because one thing I know about Mike Vrabel, okay, they're going to control the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And if you control the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively in the National Football League, you win. And I will say this. You can say whatever you want about Josh McDaniels. Hmm. Say whatever you want about him as a head coach. And, when he had that year off, 2024, took a year off, he went to Ohio State, was part of their practices and camps. He went to the Kansas City Chiefs, spent time with the Kansas City Chiefs in training camp. He spent time with the Buffalo Bills in training camp. He spent time with the Houston Texans in training camp. He said he came away from training camp, and I quote, 78 pages of notes on how to do things, how to set up practices, how to do these things. Say whatever you want. That dude is an exceptional offensive coordinator, yep. and he does a phenomenal job with quarterbacks and young quarterbacks. And it's funny, we're in the middle of this meeting, right? And he's like, hey, listen, Drake May's got a real capacity for knowledge. He really wants to know stuff. He's really smart. He's really fast with things. And I looked at the producer at the time and I go, hey, just make a note of this. And I just turned away from Josh. I go, just make a note of this. Josh just said that that Drake May was way ahead of Brady at same point.
Mark.
And Josh is like, I did not say that. I didn't. Like, no, that's what I heard. That's what I heard. But in all seriousness, he was just like, man, Drake May.
God, you could be such a dick.
I know. He's like, Drake May is really smart. And it's really about how fast can we process? How fast can we recognize? And that's what he's getting better and better and better at. He is fast. He's elusive. He can run it. But ultimately, the biggest thing about Drake May is he'll beat you from the pocket. He can make plays outside of the pocket, but he can beat you from the pocket. And my only criticism of Drake May, that, you know, from the three games that I had studied going into that game, was he's taking too many sacks. Mm-hmm. And he cleaned that up the other day. And I tell you what, man, this Patriots team, watch out. They got Gonzalez back. Gonzo's one of the best cover corners in football. They'll control the line of scrimmage. Their D-line, Milton Williams, is a guy from Philadelphia that I thought we should sign here in Denver. Mm-hmm. I told you he's the best free agent acquisition you could get at the defensive line. They got him. Barmore is a great play. They've got they'll control the line of scrimmage, man.
So is there anything, any obvious red flags that jump up when you look at Buffalo losing last night? Or is that just an off night?
Yeah, I think defensively, I think if you look at them, I think you can punch them in the mouth a little bit. You know, I think that's I think that's part of the deal. You will always take away like, hey, man, what did New England do? Well, they control the line of scrimmage. They did this. That's how they're going to play. They want to play a tight game that way and come away with a 23-20 victory. And did you see after the game, Vrabel in the tunnel greeting his players coming back?
Yeah.
Like, you say what you want. And Vrabel can be salty. You know, I called him on this program a salty bitch. He can be. And that was complimentary. Uh-huh. You know, that's a compliment. It's a term of endearment.
He took it that way.
I'm sure. He can be that way. But I'm telling you what, his players play hard for him.
Yeah.
And he's got those guys prepared.
All right. So who made more of an impression on you? Denver going into Philadelphia and winning, or the Patriots going into Buffalo and winning?
Probably the Patriots going into Buffalo.
Because the division part of it?
The division part of it, the stranglehold Buffalo has had on the division, and New England, you know, ultimately trying to arrive. And they had made so many mistakes early that, you know, and again, Stevenson put the ball on the ground again
right
early in that game. And so all the things that have bit them that bit them in the ass leading up to that game, they did it again.
Yep.
And their ability to overcome that, I think, was huge. And so that, to me, for the New England Patriots, more of a statement win than probably Denver. And that was a huge statement win for Denver. And I think it's one of the biggest wins they've had in a decade here in Denver. So big time, like, regular season win.
All right. So you got, you know, these impressive performances and teams that would appear to be ascending. Meanwhile, a team that just seems to be hitting rock bottom. And I don't know if they've hit rock bottom yet. And that would be the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
They're 1-4.
I know.
They just got hammered at home by Houston. At what point, Stink, does this go beyond just simply not having Lamar Jackson and other key guys? It's one thing to lose, but are they losing in a way that says, this isn't cool. This isn't good. There's something a little bit more odious here.
Kind of bubbling it under the surface
exactly.
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, first off, they had like 7 guys injured on the defensive side of the ball. And then, you know, you got Lamar. And I think one of the interesting things about how you construct your team, and I've said this about Baltimore, they get into these games where they want to prove that they're a passing, like, oh, we can go toe-to-toe with Mahomes passing the ball. We can get, you know, we can go toe-to-toe with, you know, Josh Allen throwing the ball. Like, it's almost like they feel, because they run a different style of offense, that they're not getting the adulation that they want or deserve. And then they get into these games and they don't adhere to their identity. And I just think that's a coaching failure. Go with the one that brought you. And, you know, it's really interesting, Mike. I mean, I was just a part of two teams over the course of my career that knew what they were. You know, I said this on my broadcast yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In Denver, and I've told you this a million times, we won back-to-back Super Bowls running six plays. I mean, every now and again, we would scheme a play in there, right? But we would run, you know, 18-19 handoff, 18-19 pitch, and 18-19 toss. Pitch was strong, toss was weak, right? 18-19 strong, 18-19 weak. We would run, a force, 18-19 force. And then we run 14-15, same versions. It's all the same play, you know, it's all the same exact blocking schemes and block. What we would do is we would get you in different formations. We would get you in different personnel groupings. We'd get with different shifts and different motions. And then we'd run the same exact play. And you think about this. San Francisco does a great job with this. So let's say we're running 18 handoff, coming to the right, sift, meaning somebody from the front side is sifting across the formation. We're running to the right. That sifter is coming from right to left, and he's blocking the end man on the line of scrimmage. So at one moment, we block the end man on the line of scrimmage with that guy. Next moment, the tackle blocks the end man on the line of scrimmage, and we sift through the line of scrimmage, and we pick up the Will linebacker. Next moment, maybe we block the Mike linebacker with the sifter, whatever it is, okay? So for us, one guy or two guys change responsibilities. Right? Two guys change. So now all of a sudden the tackle is the sifter and the tight end is cutting off the backside. Now all of a sudden the tackle stays man-to-man and the tight end cuts off the weak side linebacker. So we do it from a bunch of different personnel groupings and a bunch of different entry point. Like two guys change their responsibility. For the other nine guys on offense, it's identical. We do the same thing every single time. So for us, it's one play, Mike. One guy adjusting. It's one play. For the defense, we can make it look like nine different plays. And so, you know, it's the 10,000 hour rule. We've done it 10,000 times. You've defended 100 times. It looks to you like it's, you know, eight different plays. We're better than you. I guarantee it. And we're going to beat your ass doing it. And Baltimore, who is a big physical football team, gets away from doing what they do best in a, you know, in a moment that's like temporary insanity.
Right.
We're gonna do something we don't do. And now with all the injuries and Lamar, here's the other thing I don't understand about the NFL. One, many teams lack of institutional concern for who their backup is at the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to have somebody who's a really good backup quarterback that you don't have to, but like not only really good, but you don't have to change your offense for.
Yeah.
So if I'm if I've got Lamar Jackson as my quarterback, I want somebody that can operate the same offense. Now, he's not going to operate it with the athleticism that Lamar operates it with.
Right.
But somebody who can at least operate the same offense. And I don't think Cooper Rush can.
You don't see the similarities between the
two
of them?
I don't see the athleticism. I don't see the RPO, the zone read stuff. It just doesn't seem the same.
So I get everything you're saying about there are a lot of mitigating reasons, factors why they're 1-4. But to lose the way they're losing, does it speak to something going on? And maybe John Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Maybe his message getting stale. Stink, you know, John Harbaugh's been coaching the Ravens since 2008. I mean, that's a lot of time. You had John Madden famously once say that really coaches should only be there in one place for 10 years. And then after that, it gets stale. Now, Harbaugh's been able to avoid doing that. But I wonder if we're getting to a point where, hey, you know, the seat that John Harbaugh's sitting on is a lot hotter than you'd think.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been several different occasions where the seat has been hot, but John Harbaugh is a great coach. And if you got rid of John Harbaugh, and maybe you will, who knows? But I think, you know, he'd have another job in a second. But I will say this. In today's NFL, you cannot win with injuries. If you look at Philadelphia last year, they're one of the healthiest teams in football. Mm-hmm. Detroit was one of the best teams in football until they weren't because their whole defense got injured. Mm-hmm. And the way it works, and especially in today's game, there are a lot of guys you keep on your roster in today's game that can't play NFL football. Mm-hmm. You keep them on their roster because they're good athletes. You hope to be able to develop them, but they don't cost you anything.
Right.
Because you
need somebody to run down on kickoffs.
Right. Because ultimately you're paying your quarterback a boatload of money. You're playing your rush end a boatload. You're paying your left tackle. You're paying a receiver a ton of money. You're paying 8-10 guys so much money that you got to make it up somewhere. And so then you have to have a bunch of minimum wage guys. When I first came in the league, Mike, I played for Washington and the Hogs. Mm-hmm. Every guy that was a backup for us when I played there on the offensive line started somewhere else for 4 or 5 years. They were legitimate veterans. Do you remember Ray Brown played 20 years in the National Football League?
Yeah.
He was a Pro Bowl player for San Francisco and stuff.
Sure.
Do you know when he took his first snap? Year six. He was with us year six when he took his first snaps for us in Washington. He had been with us for several years and took his first snaps in a game in his sixth year. Now, he came from Arizona. He may have from the Cardinals or Phoenix or whatever they were. So he may have taken a snap or two then as a young player, as a rookie. But he was on the bench for 4 or 5 years before he really played a bunch for us and became one of the great players. He's one of the great dudes I've ever played with. Ray Brown is salt of the earth. Great dude. But, you know, you had an opportunity to develop guys.
Right.
And bring guys along. And in today's game, a lot of the backup players are basically there because they're helping you manage your salary cap.
Right.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.